Hello, this is a video tutorial for getting set up with Visual Studio and .NET Core to write cross-platform apps. Let's get started. First, go to your browser and search .NET Core. The .NET Core download page will be one of the first results. It's microsoft.com/net/core. I'm going to first take you through downloading Visual Studio. Don't worry, I'll speed it up with movie magic. Oh, and you guys should totally take this survey. I'm not going to, because everyone would steal my answers. Go ahead and click on the EXE and click Run. So, Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code are very different. While Visual Studio Code is a lightweight cross-platform source code editor, and I'll select the default settings, Visual Studio is the integrated development environment, the mothership, the fully featured developer experience for C#, Visual Basic, and F#. So the Visual Studio install is finished. Now let's download .NET Core. Go back to the install page and click on the .NET Core Tools install. I'll fast forward through this one too, even though it is super fast. And don't forget to read through the license agreement because somebody takes the time to write those. All right, now let's start our first .NET Core project in Visual Studio. So go ahead and launch Visual Studio. And I'm gonna go with the blue theme. Now click on New Project on the start page, and I'll select .NET Core under the C# dropdown. And I'll make a console application. And wait for it to start up. Okay. There we go. Now, who wants to see Kendra fail editing videos? Wait for it. There it is. Anyway, I'm going to make a console app that prints, "It's a brave new cross-platform world." And I'll add a console.readline. And I'll run it. Cool. So that's what it looks like on Windows. Now, I'm actually running Windows on an image in Parallels. So let's see that same DLL file that I just generated execute on my Mac. All I need to do is navigate to my DLL in my shared folder and type .NET console app 1.dll, because that's the file name it generated. So that's a DLL file that I made with Visual Studio on Windows that can run cross-platform. I swear, there are some people watching this video who would just went, "Oh, that's what .NET Core does. That's fantastic." This is for those people. Thanks for watching.